Welcome to the Daily Elevated Show. My name is Fabian Garcia. What a week it has been. I just got back from America Fest, known as AmFest, an incredible convention, the four-day convention put on by the great ladies and gentlemen over at Turning Point USA. What an incredible convention. Everybody was there, 13,000 people, all of the conservative content creators, speakers, politicians. You had Vivek Ramaswamy, Donald Trump Jr., Patrick Bet David, Larry Elder, Glenn Beck, Tucker Carlson, James Lindsay. The list goes on. And they were all speaking at this four-day convention in Phoenix, Arizona. It was an incredible time. I met so many of the people that I've followed online that we've spoken in the DM, but we never met in person. So it was great to see all these people and make new connections, make new friends. Very excited for, number one, what they are doing. Turning Point USA is an incredible organization. They are doing so much. They have so many branches that they're working on. And Charlie Kirk at the helm is a great speaker, put on a great show for everyone. And the guy has a very bright future, being only 30 years old, which is pretty incredible to think about. If you don't know who Charlie Kirk is, he's a guy. He started getting famous off these talks that he would do, where he would go to colleges, set up a table, and just start talking to kids on campus. Charlie, of course, being a conservative person, and then the colleges that he'd be in were typically liberal. So that's how we got to start. And it's just morphed into this massive organization. 13,000 people showing up for America Fest. Every speaker you can think of, besides Donald Trump, was there. My son was there. We had Media Row, which is where all the media is at. Patrick Bet David had a live version of his podcast during the entire 4 days. Flashpoint, Steve Bannon's Steve Bannon's War Room show. And then you had the sponsor hall, which was a bunch of companies, especially a lot of parallel economy companies, which I'll get into in a second. But you had that entire area. There was a massive, massive VIP lounge that you can hang out in with food, coffee, etc. And then you had the main hall, which was where the speakers were giving their presentations at and their talks. So to go back to parallel economy, it's incredible what this space has been doing. And I don't know who started it, but the first time I remember really thinking to myself, this could be a massive thing, was when Daily Wire and Public Square really began to create businesses that the individual customer, the individual person could spend their money with and know that the values of those companies represent the values that they have themselves. So instead of going to Walmart or Target, let's use Target as an example, and giving your hard-earned dollars to Target so that they can go and then use those dollars to pay for abortions of their employees and fly their employees across state lines to go get abortions and do other bad things with your money, you're able to give it to companies that really are representing your values. So you know it's going to a good place. It's called a parallel economy. And there are companies and products springing up all over the place. A few that I want to mention here is America's First Healthcare, doing a great job. There's water companies even that are popping up. And Public Square, obviously, Public Square is a great company where you can buy items off. So if you're looking to spend your money where you know it's going to be spent well from any profit they make, look at parallel economy companies. Besides that, Gentry, Michael, and I, we were the members of the Breakaway USA team that were able to attend. Rihanna and David couldn't go this time, but they're definitely going to go next time. Aside from that, you had these amazing breakout sessions, which were early in the morning in smaller rooms and were hosted by people getting into the nitty-gritty, getting kind of deeper and more technical than you would hear in the main stage. One of the most amazing talks I went to all the week was Tyler Boyer's talk on Arabella, which is a company that essentially creates all of these organizations on the left, these leftist organizations, these leftist nonprofits, 501c3, 501c4s, using a bank to fund this entire operation. It's really incredible how they've been able to deconstruct what the Democratic Party and the left has been doing over the last 20 years. They've developed this massive mechanism of moving money around and starting organizations to really fund these insidious type of things that they've been funding and pushing and getting through. So it's good to see that there are people on the front lines that have deconstructed this and now are constructing it on the right. Another thing that I was curious to see was that people all over the convention were so anti-RNC. Ronald McDaniel, who is the chairperson of the RNC, who has been losing, losing, and losing, and spending money and spending money. Apparently now the well has dried up because none of the true conservatives believe in Ronna McDaniel. But she won't resign. So a lot of the talk was anti-RNC, anti-Ronna McDaniel. I do believe that Turning Point is building something to rival the RNC, even surpass it in many areas. They are a truly grassroots organization. So rather than the decisions coming from the top down, I feel like Turning Point really has the ability to listen from the ground up. They have a division of Turning Point USA called Turning Point Faith, where they work with churches. So they do what the RNC should be doing, is not doing, whether it be for corruption or just the inability of a massive organization to change so quickly, or not to change, but to keep up with what's happening on the ground and not just trying to get a paycheck. So shout out to Turning Point, as I said, for creating this massive and amazing conference. We had a great time, as I said. I mean, a lot of fun, good people. Anywhere from James O'Keefe, I got to reconnect with the Mom Army and Seek Smith and all of them. So really excited for the future. And if you haven't really checked it out, you don't have to be Republican or anything like that. You could just go. It's literally just people who love America. And everyone has fun, great speakers, good food, good camaraderie. Meet people that you never would have met otherwise. So that's that. In other news, Donald Trump was removed off the Colorado ballot. Colorado has removed Donald Trump off their ballot for the presidential race. We've known that they've been trying to do this in many, many states, as many as they can. And Colorado was the first. After that, here in California, the Secretary of State was called upon to, quote unquote, look into every avenue that you can to get Donald Trump off the ballot. So there are calls from people in politics in California to remove Donald Trump off the ballot. Now, what does this mean? Well, unfortunately, this is a move from the left to dictate who you can and can't vote for. And the scary thing is that they feel like they can dictate this at this moment. They can already decide who you get to vote for and who you get to not vote for. Now, this is integral to American democracy. This is entirely what it was built off, is the will of the people. And if you remove the will from the people to vote for whoever they want, then it's not a democracy. You understand how that works? You have to have the ability to vote for who you want to vote for. Otherwise, this entire thing doesn't work. If the elites decide who gets on and off the ballot, then that spells chaos in the coming future for the United States. So thankfully, this is a ridiculous decision by the state Supreme Court of Colorado. It is now going to go to the full Supreme Court, I assume rather soon, so they can strike this ridiculousness down. And it will probably get struck down overwhelmingly by the justices, who know that invoking the 14th Amendment in something like this has no standing, has no legal ground. And even the way that they wrote their decision was kind of weird. I don't want to get into the entire thing right now, but just know that it was done in a very rushed manner. Other than that, you may know that Donald Trump is being prosecuted. You may know. And there is a gentleman by the name of Jack Smith, who is a special counsel for the January 6th committee, whatever you want to call it, sham. And there are calls that he was not appointed the correct way. So every single thing. So if he was not appointed the correct way, then that means he has no legal authority and power to do what he's doing, which would literally mean that everything he's done would go out the window. All the January 6th protesters that have been jailed or are still in jail or have been in jail would have remedy in that situation. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of this. But the Supreme Court of the United States seems to be the last place that has any sanity left to it at the moment. And I hope it keeps being that way, because it shouldn't have to be that the state Supreme Courts could be so corrupted that every issue has to go to the Supreme Court of the United States, where they should be listening to cases that have merit and standing, not this, whatever their Colorado State Supreme Court did. And of course, it came out of Colorado. So now there are calls for states like Texas and Florida to remove Biden off the ballot. And the reasoning being is that he's endangering America with these open borders that he will not shut down, that he essentially tries to sue states like Texas, who had a makeshift border wall up, to sue Texas to remove the border wall. It literally is happening. There was these boxes, the shipping containers that they set up, And the Biden administration sued Texas to get them to remove them. I'm not sure the reasoning what they give or why they gave, but either way, any logical, sane, prudent person can see that this is absolutely ridiculous. You are suing a state to remove a barrier to stop illegal entry by people from all over the world, many from places that hate America. So that's extremely concerning. You know, I've been reading Thomas Jefferson's papers for the last few months, off and on. And one thing I've learned from reading Thomas Jefferson is the amount of intelligence that these people had, even hundreds of years ago, but the amount of foresight that they had. They had incredible foresight. And I think that's one reason why we've lasted so long as a nation. They had the foresight to think in the future. Now, obviously, they couldn't know what technologies that we would have. But human consciousness and human understanding goes far beyond what current technology is at the moment. So they had the ability to have foresight. And they created a system, this amazing system, that really held the test of time, that is now trying to be dismantled little by little. And when you read Thomas Jefferson, it's like you're reading he was only 30-something years old, I believe, when he signed the Declaration of Independence. But the way that he wrote and the knowledge that they had, I believe, gave him the ability to think critically enough and to see what was not working in England and around the world, for that matter, and to really put on paper something that could stand the test of time no matter where technology went. Because a human spirit is a human spirit, and it's affected specifically by externalities, by environmental factors. And while the environmental factors can change, the human spirit and the way that it handles things is going to remain constant. Now, you can batter a human spirit to the point where it's degraded enough so you can take over that human, which is what we see on the left. We see a degradation in critical thinking, in education, in moralities, in religion, and that's allowed these horrible, evil ideologies to take root and take hold of these people. This is why people don't even know what a man or a woman is anymore. I just saw a video today of a poor kid. It looks like he's 5 or 6 years old. He was apparently gay, live streaming with his mother, saying, "Yeah, you basically told me, like, I need to be part of this community." And the mom says, "What?" And the kid says, "That's facts." So he didn't mean to throw his mother under the bus, but that is literally child abuse, to push your children to be gay just because, as a mother, you have this something you need to fulfill in yourself. So making your child gay and making your child get clout will make you feel better as a person. So reading Thomas Jefferson and the founders is something that's extremely critical. So I suggest and I implore you to read the Founding Fathers, because it does make a massive difference on the way that your outlook changes as well. There was a purity of hope and freedom that they had in them that wasn't corrupted. They came from a corrupt society to form a new union and a new country. So Thomas Jefferson, one of my favorite writers, if you have the chance to read them, and I say them, all the Founding Fathers, definitely do that. So Donald Trump, off the ballot in Colorado. AmFest was incredible. Thomas Jefferson is a bad dude, and bad as in good. And I just wanted to take some time and kind of go over what we've been doing. Aside from that, sorry, I gave a speech at the Growth Talks, which is a business mastermind networking event. It was the first one. It was at a good friend of mine, David Rivero's house. He has a massive house up in Beverly Hills. It was a great success. We had about 100 people show up on a Wednesday night when it was raining. It's right by Christmas on December 20th. And it was a great time. I spoke specifically about how central bank digital currencies are going to affect every business and every personal life very soon. CBDCs are a thing that if they take control, they essentially will not leave you with any creativity. It would be the most intense regulation any business has ever come under. And the fact that it could be implemented with the push of a button, because it affects the way that you can spend your own currency. If this passes, your own digital currency, it's going to change the game forever. And humanity is at a bifurcation right now. If a few things go right, we can have absolute and true freedom the way it was always envisioned. Breaking hold of the chains of the banking system. Breaking hold of the chains of big government. And if a few things go wrong, we can end up in complete digital slavery, which I have hope for the future, but if this something like this happens, I don't know how humans break out of this with so much technology, with so much privacy violations, with so much exposure to technologies that can be so invasive in every single aspect of your life. And even in the near future, have total access of your brain. So the world is at a precipice right now. We're at a climax. And this next election is going to determine, is really, really, really going to determine the future of this country, if we have one at all. And I don't say that with any ambiguity. It's going to be a fight. You can see that they don't want Trump to be even part of this presidential election process. I mean, if you would have told me the other day, I was talking to someone and I said, I feel like we're living in a movie. If you'd have told me 10 years ago that kids wouldn't even be able to explain to you what a man or a woman is, if the universities in Harvard applaud Hamas and all the bad things that they're doing, and then when they're questioned on Capitol Hill on if their college allows anti-Semitism and calling for the genocide of Jews, they don't say no. And then the president of Harvard, Claudine Gay, gets support from the staff and the university does not resign. And then it comes out that she plagiarized basically her entire thesis and PhD and is still not made to resign. They'd have told me that we would be fighting Marxism all over again, I'd say you're out of your mind. That's a movie. If you'd have told me that the ex-president of the United States, Barack Obama, would be the executive producer on a Netflix show that talks about cyber attacks on the country and that has the main character saying, don't trust white people. If you'd have told me that 10 years ago, I'd say you're out of your mind. You're reading out of a science fiction novel to me. If you'd have told me 10 years ago that the state Supreme Court of Colorado would remove a former president from the ability to run for president by removing him off the ballot in their state, and citing the 14th Amendment, which says you have to be prosecuted for treason, I'd say you're out of your mind. But here we are. And you may have heard this being said many times, but I truly believe if the founding fathers were looking at us from their graves, they'd be in disgust. They'd be in disgust that good people allowed the bad people to take so much power. They'd be mad that as a country, we haven't stood up to this the way we should. And I know when I talk about this a lot, I feel like there's a ramp up time from where you're living your regular life and you're bombarded with all this new neo-Marxism, the ramp-up time being learning what it is, how it's affecting you, and where it wants to go, so that then you can arm yourself with the tools to fight back. That's the ramp-up time. And I've seen it. I've seen people go from zero knowledge about what's happening, and they're finally waking up, and they're finally awake, rather, and they understand it, and now they have the tools, they can fight it. And people are collectively being cohesive in their message to people that this is not right. And even without that message, people can feel that something's not right. When you have drag queens reading to children, even though you don't know that there's a scientific quote-unquote paper in journals called Drag Pedagogy that was written by someone called Lil Miss Hot Mess that specifically says we want to read you into filth, that specifically said that it is done to force children to live queerly. Even though you may not know about the scientific aspect of it or pseudo-scientific aspect in this instance, you know in your gut that something's wrong. Even if you don't know that all this crazy ideology came from essentially a few people, you understand that something is wrong in your gut, and that's all you need to know. So the ramp-up time is right now. There are people who are coming out of that, understanding it, people who are still in the middle of it, and people who are just getting into it. But there's a lot of people on social media, myself being one of them, who has taken it upon themselves to really try their hardest to wake people up, to show them what's happening and why it's happening, and give them the tools to arm themselves to fight back. Even people who have been completely out of politics or what's happening with their country see it every day when they go out on the streets. Something's changed. Something's different. Things weren't like they were when we were little. And it's all done by design. It is pure evil. Literally, it is pure evil, because there are people who want to dismantle the country. That's been their only goal for generations. And these communists, it's pure communists. And communist is just a ploy to get the power into the hands of the elite. Imagine communism. All it is that you give up all the power to the state. Imagine that. What does that tell you? That is the most kind of centralized power that you can have. Because the rest in the state, the people have no rights. They have no personal property. They have no freedom. They have no freedom of speech. And we see the onslaught of these evil people trying to remove the freedom of speech from your mouths. And it's worked to a certain extent because people are scared to say what they want to say. And people like me who spread the truth get fact checked by, according to Instagram, independent fact checkers that don't give you any proof that they're right. And you can't appeal the decision, or you're unable to give information on why you're actually right, not wrong. You can see the onslaught of the First Amendment, the freedom of speech. This is why Elon Musk is being attacked so hard by the left. Why Biden had a gathering of all the heads of all the EV companies, but left out Tesla. This is why the administration has removed tons of subsidies that they were giving to Tesla and Starlink. And this is why now there's lawsuits on Elon Musk, because he's not hiring enough illegals to work in his company. This is a true story. Elon Musk is being sued for not hiring enough illegals to work in his company. So how do you win that battle? They're trying to remove X from different countries now. A bunch of countries in Europe are threatening to remove X off their internet because of speech issues. So there's a lot going on. We're in a battle. We're in the middle of it. If you've just started waking up, it's time. If you don't have skin in the game, it's time to get in. Because it's not only your future, but the future of any kids that you have. Our grandmothers and grandfathers and ancestors fought for us. If you don't fight for the next generation, then it's over. Right? We're a product of people fighting for us to exist, that we all are. And they're fighting centralization of power. That's been the storyline over and over and over again. And every time there's a certain subset of the population that just simply wants power. And everything they do is to get more power. And then there's another subset of the population that says, no, the power should be in the individual person. The people should be the rulers and the kings of their own little mini kingdom in their homes. So be aware, be on the lookout, be astute, be a student, be open-minded, accept information that you may not have agreed with before. And you'll see that when you change your mindset and your perception, you begin to allow yourself to listen and to take in these new ideas and concepts, you may find yourself pleasantly surprised, because the information that is available now that was so suppressed all over the internet, was suppressed on Google, which owns basically the internet, and was suppressed everywhere, is now being outed and exposed on X. And the fact that we have all this information now really makes you question everything that you've ever learned, which is the scary part. But it's okay to be scared, because with that comes the truth. And the truth shall set you free. And you have to know the truth to be able to make your life decisions and think critically about the next steps in your life. So I'm glad what's happening is happening as far as the exposing of the truth. And I just wanted to give this update. We've been off for a week or so over at AmFest. And if you like what you hear, please rate this 5 stars, share it, and subscribe. The more word that we can get out, the better off we're going to be as a country. So thank you for tuning in, and I will see you next time.